Tommy.
Yes.
I have a story that is so unbelievable.
What?
Will you even believe it?
I'll try.
This is a retail tale. One of those retails, you know.
So surprising.
Yeah. No, you won't believe this tale.
Okay.
Should I even dare?
Oh, well, try me.
Okay, I'll double dare. Mark Summers over there. This doesn't involve me. This involves another retail person, which is even better.
Oh, you know? So through the grapevine story.
No, I witnessed this first of my hands.
Okay.
So I was at the worst pharmacy in all the world.
Oh, Walgreens.
No.
Oh.
We don't name brands around here, but it was CVS, okay?
Okay.
And this, like, there's never been a worse set of employees ever assembled. Like, if you're assembling the Avengers, you got Thor, Hulk, fucking Captain America. You assemble these people, you have, like, Dung Lad and Douche Beetle. That's who's working this counter. The worst. They're the worst to ever do what they do, work retail. And that's saying something. I've seen some worst. These are the bratwurst.
You've been on the front lines of worst.
I've been on the front lines in this shit of retail. I've seen some sights you would not believe.
Done some things you wouldn't believe, too.
Well, we're not going to tell any retails out of school, sir. Now, all the people that work at this particular joint are all in their late 40s to early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
You got a wide range of old muffins there just loafing around. And all these old toads, they have names like Colleen and Connie.
Yeah, Kathy.
Cassie.
Oh, remember? Bev.
Bev. Fully Bev. We once hypothesized on this esteemed program that any woman named Bev just springs from the womb fully Bev. Just a full-formed, frumpy, asexual-haired, glasses-wearing housewife. Instantly.
Yeah, but I do have an Aunt Bev, but she more goes by Beverly, and she's really cool. You met her. She was there the other night.
I met that Bev.
Mm-hmm.
She was fully Bev.
Yeah, she's really nice.
I didn't say anything. I just said she was fully Bev. She reached her full Bev potential. You understand? So this place is just the worst place. And I pull in there the other day, and they have a fancy electronic sign on the outside advertising their wares.
Oh.
And what they choose to advertise on this day is, we got ice. What?
It's a hot summer day.
Oh, frozen water. No shit.
Yeah, so does Bob's Party Store right down the road. So.
No, Tommy. These scholars have unlocked the secrets of freezing water.
Is it liquid nitrogen ice?
They're selling miracles to us. You should not belittle them at all. You should not do that.
Frozen miracles.
Exactly. Us dumbfounded peons of the world, we can't make ice. We don't have freezers or ice trays.
Never heard
How
of
could
them.
We even?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So I walk into this store, and there was some bumbling gargoyle at the cash register.
Oh, Jack. Yeah.
No, it was a woman named Pat.
Oh, okay.
Pat.
Are you sure it was a woman?
Is there any grosser name for a woman than Pat? I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm glad we agree.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
So I walk in and Pat pulled a move that I think at some point all retail employees have dreamt of doing but rarely have done.
She tell you they were closing?
No. And she pulled this move without any rhyme or reason. I don't even understand it. So as I'm walking in, two youngish, attractive girls walked up to the cash register. They each had a fucking thing of lipstick because, of course, you buy your lipstick at the pharmacy.
Right.
They both set them down on the counter. Pat looks at them, and she walks away.
Oh, wow.
She bailed. Wow. She abandoned ship.
She had a shit.
She had a package in her hand, and by God, that had to be re-inventoried. That had to be put back on the shelf immediately.
No shit, so she made them wait.
She made them wait.
Oh, that's awesome.
But they both looked at each other. They looked at each other and could not believe what happened.
Right.
And Pat, being the slumpy, frumpy, bumbling gargoyle she was, slower than all of your molasses. Just sludging along.
Taking her old Pat time, huh?
Taking her. Pat time is a little bit slower than regular time.
I think so.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's at least...
Turtle time?
5 minutes slower than regular time. So by the time that Pat gets back to the counter, I'm at that counter, and I'm staring. I'm standing there, and the lipsticks are still on the counter, and she's like, "Where'd they go?" I'm like, "They left."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So they didn't even wait for her.
No, they didn't wait.
Oh, they got pissed and left.
They got pissed and left.
Good for them, actually.
Good for them, actually, because this place is the worst place I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why did Pat do this? Was she intimidated by the attractive girls?
Pat probably just doesn't give a fuck.
Are you saying she's a miserable retail slave?
Oh, no.
I just said the name of the show.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh, my God. The only thing we can do now is drop that beat, D-Boy.
Drinking summer shandy on Thursday. We so motherfucking out here though. We never been this out here.
Woo!
What you know about Lynyrd Skynyrd? The whacker the intro, the hotter the verse every time, baby.
Working like a working man do. Got my act together, gonna walk all over you. Pressure pushing down on me, pushing down on you. Shit, let's raise the roof. Woo! About time, it's the era of the rebels. Cloud nine and the air up in the vessels. Generation fearless, got a taste for weirdness. Flow on fire, that's the way my beard is. Hard times, jump starting to grind. It's all good, y'all. Things fall apart sometimes. Let it go, let me know when you're ready though. Don't push me, cuz until the edge I'm close. When the time comes, ride for something. Or live to be 90 and then just die for nothing. Speak their heart, your baby, speak their mind. And I'ma play their part and I'ma freak their rhyme one time for you. Rhyme one time for you. I'm an island, man. There ain't nothing else by me, man. And I drink enough whiskey to float a battleship around this bitch any motherfucking how. Wow.
I'm up in a bitch and a place to be. You down for the night, come on.
Welcome to the Miserable Retail Slave Show. We're in the Pod Shack tonight outside beautiful Flint, Michigan, USA. My name is Randy, Superstar Tommy Thompson's over there.
What up?
What up, yo?
Superstar.
Yeah, that's what you are. Ghetto superstar.
That is what you are. Oh, I forgot all about that song.
You're welcome, people, for getting that stuck in your head for the rest of all eternity.
I just went back to 1999.
You're a big fan of that Bullworth movie, aren't you?
I don't know what that is.
It was the soundtrack on which that movie or that song can be found.
Who did that? Is that the Fugees?
You're a Fugee.
Who was that? Ghetto Superstar.
It was Wyclef and that chick.
Lauryn Hill.
No,
whoever's in the Fugees.
No, Lauryn Hill's in the Fugees, but it was like...
Oh, a different Lauryn
Hill. Yeah, I can't... Yeah, Lauryn Hill Part 2. I can't think of her name right now. I want to say it's like a Maya, but that's not right. Something like that. We'll Google it later. I'm trying to do the fucking intro, by the way.
Okay.
Now you just threw me way off track. I don't even know what's going on.
It's easy to do.
How many blinds do we have out there stumbling around from staring at the apocalypse, the eclipse today?
Same thing. Yeah. Zero, I guess.
Zero blinds.
The Beloved made a good point. She's like, oh, yeah, about all those people that went blind in 1970 that looked at it, huh?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. It's probably nothing's going to happen.
Yesterday was National Eclipse Day.
Yeah.
And people lost their ever-loving minds
I didn't even look. Did you?
I did look.
I didn't even know it was happening until late Sunday night.
Well, your head is perpetually in the clouds, so I'm not even shocked that you had not a single clue.
Right. I ain't watching no burnout star.
You some burnout star?
Yeah.
Our sun is burning out?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? And it was reborn again? Yeah. Did we all die and was rebirthed?
Sure.
Oh, my what time? God. I am 1 year old now.
Well, yeah, you act like it.
I do act like it. I'm a toddler boy. So, yeah, yesterday was the eclipse, and people were losing their mind. Were you not on social media? Did you not see everybody saying, hey, there's an eclipse. Don't stare at it. You'll lose your goddamn eyesight.
Did you see our president?
I did. He stared right at it.
Of course he did.
That's like the most Trump thing a man could do.
And then in 6 months when he gets eye cancer, then...
I just wonder if he looked up at that sun as it was eclipsing, and in his Donald Trump mind, he saw a big, giant Donald Trump head floating in the sky. It's like, yeah, that's right.
You know he did.
That's right.
Do you remember the eclipse when we were in middle school? Like, it wasn't, of course, a total eclipse, but I remember
going
out.
Of my heart? By the way, Bonnie Tyler must live for fucking eclipses, because yesterday her song was the most downloaded song in the country.
Is she still alive?
I'm sure she is, and she's raking in the dough.
Riding around in her brand new Corvette.
That's the other thing that bothers me about these eclipses. Every time we have one, lunar, solar, total, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Partial.
Right.
Partial.
Sure.
Every single time I hear, oh, that's the first time in 97 years. That's the first one in 547 years. I'm like, I just saw one like last year. They happen all the time.
But this is a total. This hasn't happened in a long time.
Neil deGrasse Tyson would have words for you.
Really?
Yeah, he says they happen all the time, every year in different parts of the world.
Oh, really?
Get over it, sir.
Really?
You're not a special snowflake here in Trump's America.
He's just calling us out for being sheeple.
Sheeple. That is what we are, sheeple.
I didn't even look up. I didn't even get the glasses. I didn't do anything. In fact, I walked from my retail place that gamefully employs me. Is that what you say?
That's what I say.
And to the Arby's. And I didn't even
That's a Tommy move.
I just got a Diet Pop. Don't worry about it.
I won't. I was slightly worried about it because that's gross.
It's across the parking lot, and our vending machine was out of Diet Coke. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even look up. I didn't even care.
Oh, you just reminded me of a
too cool for
a fast food story I wasn't going to tell because I completely forgot about it, but now I am.
God,
thank
damn
you,
it.
Tommy. But anyways, all these people, they're like,
mm-hmm.
Don't look at the sun.
Right.
Over and over.
Mm-hmm.
In perpetuity on Facebook.com. That's all anybody cares about.
Right. That's all we have to care about.
And I think sometimes that's a good thing. But I'm wondering, you forget your problems for a little bit. But I'm wondering what people did without social media back in 1974 when the last time we had a total eclipse.
They looked at the eclipse.
Yeah, did they just wander out in the bright light of the day and were like, I think things. Listen.
Well, it was really hot.
Okay, what does that have to do with
the
price of marijuana in America? I don't know. I'm waiting for the day that some fool is blinded by looking straight at that dumb eclipse.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I don't get it. Like, so... Was science wrong? Like, can you look at the eclipse?
No, you can't look at the eclipse, you dumb fool. Well,
what happened to Donald Trump then?
He was looking at it at the wrong time.
Oh, it's like at a certain moment you can't look at it?
Yeah, I was watching it on TV, and at a certain point right after it's total and it starts fading away, I mean, it was almost bright, too bright to look at on TV. So
no
I think
shit.
That's the point that you just lose... Your eyeballs burn right out your head.
Is that really what happens?
I doubt it. Oh, however, there was a Val Kilmer movie that I seem to remember in which he lost his eyesight.
By looking at an eclipse?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of that. Wow. But that happened in real life.
Hmm.
I think that's probably why Bono from U2 is always wearing his sunglasses. He's always eclipse ready. He's ready to stare at that sun.
You don't think he's already lost him? You just don't want to tell anybody?
He's hiding his missing peepers by those glasses. You know? I used to have a theory that he thought he was a real badass superhero by wearing those glasses.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm the coolest lad in the room.
Yeah, he probably does say lad.
He probably most
He's
definitely.
He's Irish, right?
He's Irish.
Mm-hmm. I've never been a fan of YouTube.
I'd fight Bono in a barroom brawl.
Yeah, you might win.
I probably would win.
I think Edge would take you, though.
Well, his name is The Edge. I would hope so. If you got the name of The Edge, you better be ready to slit some wrists and cut some throats.
Take him to the edge.
That's his finishing line. when Shao Kahn yells, finish him, right. He yells, take him to the edge. And then he does.
Here he comes stomping out.
Yeah, with his stupid fucking wool cap on.
Hopping and flexing at the same time.
Picking away at the riff to Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Sure.
I'm like, I can't handle the power. Saving the world through the power of rock and roll.
Never been a fan of YouTube.
I'm not a big fan. I enjoy some of their songs, but I'm not like, oh.
I don't think I hate them. I think I can sit through them.
Yeah. I'm not sure I ever believe that With or Without You cured AIDS. Like Bono thinks it does.
Does he really?
Well, he's a big AIDS man.
Oh, okay.
You know. He's like, let me sing With or Without You, and I'll cure this whole village of all the HIV. I'm like, I don't think that works
right that way.
You ever been on this Facebook.com and either good friends or acquaintances you have, they post something on there, and they really need to choose a better way to waste their time. They purposely post something on there to cause a ruckus just so they can argue with people and flaunt.
Like
their
trolling.
Allegedly supposed intellect.
Sure.
You know?
Trolling. Yeah.
No, but I think it's deluded trolling. I think they really think they're doing the world a justice.
Oh, okay. Like it's pretentious.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Social media, Facebook post. I'm saving the fucking world.
Hot gun. Randy?
I didn't have the hot gun ready. God damn it.
I saw Nick was it Nick that put Randy?
Yeah, he did.
And that was a good good spelling of it.
That was the perfect spelling of it. Nick from Epic Film Guys. He really spelled out your Randy. He did that
Randy?
Well. Yeah. Who knew that was a thing? Tommy at the Retail Paradise that gamefully employs me yesterday.
Oh,
this is recent news.
Just yesterday.
Yesterday.
That's how we stay current.
Gotta stay current. Like a river.
Sure.
Like a salmon swimming upstream.
Sure.
To mate. You're getting married. That's gross, Tommy. Get a grip on your sexuality.
I'm losing it.
Your rampant sexuality over there. You got testosterone coming out of your ears over there.
You can see it?
Looks like bees. So I saw this girl.
No, that's bees.
Why do you got beers in your ears? You getting some honeycombs up in there?
Sure.
How about a Q-tip once in a while, would you?
What?
Huh?
A what?
So I saw this girl walking around in the meat department. Big fan of meat, this girl. Bah, 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 bah. I'll show her some meat. Bah, 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 bah.
Hey, did she get the ribs?
Oh, snap. By the way, today...
And the world just laughed.
Yeah, the world just cracked up at my own expense. By the way, today we invented a new phrase.
Oh, we did?
Well, I did, along with Laura. She went to a restaurant today.
Oh, on a date?
No.
Oh.
She was with her daughter.
Okay.
And she ordered the chicken. She got the chicken. And they dropped the chicken on the floor. She was going to have floor chicken.
Okay.
So we decided that anytime you have a bad restaurant experience, you're getting the chicken.
Yeah, or you're dropping the chicken.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Dropping the chicken, is that the official phrase?
Yeah, I think
of MRS?
I think you're going to make your guys' words better.
Okay.
Get the ribs or you drop the chicken.
I like that. I got a smile on my fucking face and everything. I like
look
that.
Look it, I'm making Randy happy.
Gleeful. Wow. So anytime from now on, till the end of the world. You, if you have a bad restaurant experience,
you drop the chicken.
You drop that chicken.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't be eating no floor chicken out there. You're better than that, people. So anyways, this woman was walking around the meat department. She was youngish, probably, I don't know, mid-20s.
Okay.
She had her headphones in. Oh. She was smiling, though, at whatever she was listening to.
Probably Jack Johnson or something.
Jack Johnson? Mm-hmm. No, why would you smile at the ukulele playing fool?
It's happy music, Randy.
It is kind of happy music. Maybe.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is that your impression of a mouth ukulele? But I choose to believe whatever she was listening to was giving her real enjoyment because she kept smiling over and over again.
Probably this podcast.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, I just have to ask her because I'm sure it is. So I walked right up to her and I said, excuse me, miss. Because that's what you say when you don't want to be a creep to a strange woman.
No, that's pretty creepy.
Well, that's what I said. I said, excuse me, miss. You would think, seeing me, the paragon of handsomeness and masculinity, she'd be all doe-eyed and happy.
She'd turn and run?
Instead, she threw an entire canister of tear gas right at me. And I collapsed, overwhelmed with tears. And I'm like, why? I'm like, she must be a fan. She knows of my history.
She knew what to do.
Part of that tale is fiction.
I'll leave
you to guess which part.
I'd say 75% of it.
75%.
I say you might have saw a woman.
I did see a woman with headphones. That's true.
Oh, that was the part that was real?
Okay. And she was smiling a lot.
Okay. She's listening to Jack Johnson, I told you.
Yeah. I got the ribs in my mind, I think, in that story.
You dropped the chicken.
I totally dropped the chicken. What else is going on today, Tommy, in your world? Oh, I'll tell you what. I shit my pants today. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Trying to be more like me, huh?
My body is being very treacherous and deceitful today.
You really shit your pants today?
A little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Well, I don't know. I've been working out really hard lately. Going ripped by 36, Tommy. That's a real thing that's happening. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what.
You are going to be 36.
Soon.
Like in a couple weeks.
Couple months.
Okay.
Sure.
November
9th.
I was going to say.
Oh, by
that.
The way, Tommy, we'll get to that in a second. So, yeah, I've been really going hard, and I think that might be part of me
shitting your pants.
Yeah, could be. Mm. Like I have a little.
Why don't you join a runners forum and see if that's what happens?
When you grow up to be a man, do you shit your pants?
All this protein powder.
Yeah. It's been really fearful in my life. Like every time I feel a little toot coming on, I get my tears well up. I'm like, is this the time my body fails me?
Start sweating?
I do. I'm like, I got to hold this in as much as possible.
That's good. You need to get the salt out.
I don't know what's going to happen if I just let it rip. Everything might rip.
Ugh.
Kidding me? I'm glad you brought it up. My birthday is November 9th. Your wedding is what?
November 11th.
Holy shit, you're getting married soon.
Yeah, yeah.
You getting cold feet?
No, it's all good.
Is there any cold feet?
No, I don't think so.
I'm talking about your beloved.
No.
She's not
all happiness.
Questioning her judgments.
All happiness and excitement.
Oh, well, it's you she's marrying. It's got to be happiness and excitement.
You saw me.
Where are you taking her on your honeymoon? Are you going on a honeymoon?
Well, we keep talking about it. If we go, it will be to Nashville.
That's a good honeymoon.
Well, my aunt, my cousin, manages bands down in Nashville.
I don't think I appreciate the way you say cousin.
Oh, yeah, I do, don't I?
That's a gross thing to say to a man.
My cousin.
It's cousin.
Okay, with a Z.
What are you, Dexter or Mikey? Cousin.
I'm going down to see him.
If you're going to Nashville, you got to visit Dexter and Mike. I'm going to go, too. I want to see Dexter and Mikey. I want to see that blue-haired cuck.
No, my cousin. Cousin, is that right?
Cousin, not cousin.
K and a Z, right? Cousin. My cousin manages bands in Nashville, and then
like Elvis.
No, I think right now she does the Eli Young band.
Third Eye Blind.
She used to do Alison Krauss. I don't know if she still
manages. Alison Krauss or Alison Krauss? Oh, yeah. Alison Krauss. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
She did a cover of Missing You with John Waite.
Oh, I like that song.
Yeah. John Waite was the original.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, it was a new duet.
Right. But her and her my cousin and her husband have children now. And so my aunt and uncle retired and moved to Nashville so they could be around their grandkids. And they have a loft above their garage with a fully furnished bedroom and kitchenette. And
so bathroom. You're going to have honeymoon sex above your aunt and uncle. This sounds great. Sounds wonderful. Wow.
I never said that would be happening.
Okay. That's more like it.
Wait, what?
What?
Randy?
What's that?
I guess there's a bathroom up there and everything. So
oh, shit.
Yeah, literally. Not in your pants.
Not in my pants. You're going to be like Mike Seaver and live above the garage.
let Boner in it.
Let right? Boner in.
Maybe Luke will drop by.
God.
I'll never let go, Luke.
Can let Boner in at night be a new euphemism for something? Wow, that took a turn.
If we go on a honeymoon.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know if we're going to.
Going to make a baby on that honeymoon?
Fuck no. You heard my act.
I did, but I didn't know if it was fact or fiction.
No, it's definitely fact.
My God, it's irresponsible to have kids now. I was thinking about it. I waver every day about this. I'm like, ugh. I'm like, you're bringing life onto this Earth planet.
Yeah.
And
planet Earth is what most people say.
Well, those people are wrong. So that I, in my egocentric world, might somehow live on.
Yeah.
You know?
Right,
that's
sure.
What you do.
Right.
That's why raccoons mate, so they can live on.
Really?
What a weird thing.
Is that true?
That's Darwinism.
I guess, yeah, everybody has to, right? Yeah.
Is that true?
I'm like, who talked to a raccoon about this?
This is a podcast that blows your mind.
The raccoon just comes up and says, you know, we only do this so we can continue our species.
Yeah, that's where we, that's why we wear these masks, because we're poon bandits. I mean, and I'm like, who says you should live on? Why should I live on? I'm a weird dude. I shouldn't be passing these genes on.
You're good weird, though.
Well, I'm kind of a good weird dude. But if you're somehow, if you're like Dexter, you know.
Wow.
You have two snaggled teeth and left-handed and have blue hair. You're an abomination, sir.
I'm staying out of that one.
God. Like, how can you have a thing that you potentially love and bring it into this world? And you're like, welcome to life, son, you know? This is a harsh thing. Yeah, this is a harsh thing to bring upon a little toddler baby's eyes. Like, you're in a world full of fucking bad things like mosquitoes and male pattern baldness and gingivitis in Florida. Welcome.
True. Thunderdome.
If you live in this world, if you love something, would you want to bring it into the same vicinity of a place called Florida?
No.
It's a bad idea.
Probably not America either.
Not America?
No.
You hate that America now.
I don't hate it. It just needs some fixing up.
Needs a little.
It's a fixer-upper.
Need a little wax on, wax off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Tommy, shall we play a game?
Sure.
We haven't played a game in a long time.
That's right.
And you usually get off on this. This is going to be a different game, though. This is not going to be like the fuck, marry, kill sort of thing we usually do.
Good.
This is a game I like to call Create a Superhero Name.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I want you to act like a real clever Stan Lee man.
Oh, no.
True believer, Excelsior, enough said. And I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
Of the powers of the superhero.
Okay.
And I want you to come up with a clever, funny, et cetera, name for the superhero.
I better not drop the chicken, huh?
You better not drop the chicken on this one. Okay? Are you ready?
I am.
Steal your reserve for this one. This is going to be either a make or break for your career.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you.
Play it for all my agents.
Yes. So here's the scenario. You only have a few seconds. We can't wait all of the night for this, okay?
Well, if we edit it.
Yeah, I don't have time for your shenanigans.
Let me Google something. Yeah. Cool superhero names.
Let me research and cross-reference.
Hey.
So here's your scenario.
Okay.
Your job is to come up with a superhero name. Are you ready?
I am.
A man who fell onto a radioactive corn cob and can now shoot ears of corn from his eyes. Go.
Oh, wow. So he can shoot ears of corn from his eyes.
That's right.
Oh, wow. And he fell on a radioactive corn cob?
That's right.
Cornea Man.
Cornea Man is your superhero. He's Cornea Man saving the world.
It's really stupid, but
actually, that's pretty good. You should have
corn and eyes. And
yeah, you should have went with cornea. That would have been better
than I said.
Yeah, but you said Cornea Man, which is worse. You added the man, which was unnecessary.
Well, every superhero ends with man, right?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Batman, Superman,
Green Lantern,
Cornea Man,
Green Lantern.
What do you want to call
Flash?
Cornea Cob.
That would have been better. Or just cornea. Would have been so clever and witty, I would have patted you right on your humped back.
It's the same thing. I just added another syllable.
Okay. Your syllables are unnecessary.
Tell me I'm good.
No. Scenario. Get ready.
Oh, is this another superhero?
Yes.
Oh,
You thought there was just going to be one? You stupid fuck?
I thought I won the game.
No. A man who can turn into a shark whenever he touches water. Also, he's a clown. He turns into a clown shark. Go.
Oh, wow. A clown shark? Can't that just be his name?
That's lazy.
It is, but it sounds good. So he turns into a shark every time he touches water?
Right. That looks like a clown, which is the most frightening combination anyone can imagine.
Right? That's a hard one. Like
straight out of your nightmares.
I want to do like Aqua Bingo or something. But
Aqua Bingo it is.
Okay.
I mean, imagine fucking Pennywise from It mixed right. with Jaws.
Okay.
And that's what you get.
So you liked Aqua Bingo?
Aqua Bingo it is.
I didn't say Aqua Bingo Man.
No. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Have you seen the new trailer for the upcoming It movie?
Yes.
It's looks frightening.
Really good. Yeah.
Wow.
It's coming up. September 8th or something, I think.
Oh, before my birthday. Let's go see it on my birthday.
Okay.
Before my birthday.
Okay.
One year, me and Tommy, on my actual birthday, went and saw Borat, like the night it came out. We went to the theater.
You're going to tell him what I said, aren't you?
No, what did you say?
You don't remember?
No.
Like halfway through Borat, I'm like, is this real?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah. Tommy had no idea about the premise of Borat.
I live under a rock.
Yeah, so. And he was like, and then after that, he enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was when he was talking to the women. I'm like, wait, they don't know this is really going on. Yeah.
I almost threw up in the theater. There was a scene in that movie where big, naked, fat man was rubbing his junk all over Borat's face, and I was gagging.
Yeah, I
almost threw up. It was, woof. Next one. Are you ready?
Sure.
A woman who gains her powers from eating seahorses.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ.
I wrote the best scenarios for you.
So she gains power from eating
seahorses. By the way, all you people out there, you can't steal my superheroes that I've created. She gains her powers from eating seahorses, yes.
Carbostallion.
Carbostallion? Are seahorses full of carbohydrates?
I'm guessing.
They got to be, right?
I'm guessing. Right?
They look like noodles. They look like lasagna noodles.
Carbostallion woman.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Carbostallion.
Okay, next one. A man who can spit out flaming olives from his mouth.
Oh, Jesus. Black or green?
Black, obviously. The most deadliest of olive.
Oh, black flame.
Black flame.
Yeah.
Man, that's racist. Well, is he a black man?
It's a black olive.
Hmm. Mm. I don't judge.
I think your mind goes there, Randy.
Who goes where?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Aqua Bingo is still my favorite, I think.
I think so, too.
Or Cornea Man.
I mean, cornea would have been the best, but you added man.
Like, there has to be something on the end of it. It no, just sounds better.
You could have said the cornea, and that would have been
okay,
cool.
Okay, well, the cornea.
Well, you can't change it now. I can't help you.
The whole play on words is the cornea. So it doesn't matter what comes before or after.
You're cornier. Your last one.
Uh-oh.
This is it.
Okay.
A baby who can turn into a cactus at will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A baby that can turn into a cactus.
Whenever he wants. He can turn into a cactus. That's a superpower.
Oh, wow. But he's a baby?
He's a tiny toddler.
So, oh, he's a toddler.
Sure.
You're confusing me now.
Well, he can be a baby or a toddler. Or an infant, even. Or a fetus. Cactus fetus. Whatever you want.
Sounds like a grindcore band. Cactus fetus.
It should be.
I got this cactus fetus. Try to have an abortion. It'll hurt your vagina. So cactus fetus. Cactus fetus.
Yeah.
So the baby can turn into a cactus whenever he wants.
Whenever.
And he like spikes people?
Fuck yeah, he does.
Spike kid.
Spike kid.
Yeah, that's dumb.
You're no Stan Lee, sir.
I fell off on the end there, didn't
you
I?
You fell off. I think you reached your peak at the beginning with
cornea.
Cornea, man, and Aqua the Bingo. Cornea.
Yeah, I like Aqua Bingo.
Oh, God.
Carbo Stallion's pretty cool, too.
Okay.
I'd read these comics.
Okay. Just praise yourself some more.
Sure, thank you.
Tommy, you had a comedy show the other night
I
went to.
Three of, I've had.
Well, the one I was at
Friday,
is the only one
Saturday,
that's relevant.
And Monday, so.
The only one that's relevant.
Yeah.
And I was there. I always looking at the crowds when I'm there.
Sure. That's what you're supposed to. Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes,
I mean,
sometimes that puts the fear of God in you if you're the one performing.
I could see how that would be. I mean, the last time I was at one of your shows, it was in Lansing, Michigan, USA, and I was with the Rubies, and there was an old couple with a giant stuffed dog.
Yeah.
Which I can only imagine carried the souls of their ancestors in it.
I can only imagine.
Like, what was the deal with that? Mm. These crazies.
This crowd was good, though, and they were very diverse. I mean, they were all white. But
they were all white. By saying,
I mean,
diverse, age-wise,
yeah, right.
You had really stinking old to somewhat youngish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was probably, what, 20 to 90?
Possibly, yes.
Well, the old guy that Dave Lando was ripping on.
I will say, however, the girls in their mid-20s to late 20s, bare shoulders are in. That's what I gather. I'm writing a GQ article right now. Shoulder mania is running wild because they were all wearing the same outfit. I don't know what the shirt's called, but it's the one where your shoulders are showing, a little bit of cleavage, no straps. It's barely hanging on. I think it's called a boob curtain. That's what I'm calling it. But every single chick of that age was wearing the same exact thing. It was crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Crazy. It was a crazy crowd because it was BYOB.
Yep.
It was in a church.
Yeah, well, it was in a hall that was, connected to the church, yeah.
Sure. So there was a lot of olds there, too.
Yeah, yeah, it was young and old alike, yeah.
But being the BYOB, before the show started, it was like a house party. People were standing around with, like, flasks and cans of beer and, like, fifths, and it was wild. And
Could you hear the shh?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah.
You could just get
like, that's obnoxious.
Right.
And one of the old men in front of me hit a giant 2-liter bottle of, like, purple drink. But he brewed it himself. Because it had a handwritten label on it that he wrote in permanent marker. And I want to believe it said Grandpa's Donkey Juice or something, you know? Like a special concoction that gets them just right.
Not detergent.
Not detergent. But you were there. TJ Ward was there.
TJ Wary.
What's that?
That's his name.
Okay. Yes. Brent Tahoon was there.
Yes.
It was great. Yeah. Dave Landau, who's always great.
Right. You said I killed.
Well, I'm not going to give you all the credit like you're a Visa machine, man.
That's what you told me. Off air, you told me I killed.
That's off air. I don't give you any credit on air.
I felt good. I don't always feel good about my set.
I think that was the best I've seen you in a while, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I had a huge show that was meant
well, I think
a lot
this,
for my career.
Don't
and
you
I did
fucking talk
good,
over
so.
Me. I think on this this time, you seemed a little bit more confident on stage for some reason. Like you,
yeah, I've been that way.
You
lately.
Were more natural on stage.
Thank
like you were having a conversation with the audience rather than
talking to them.
like maybe some of the comics there, yes.
Or talking at them, I mean.
Talking
that's,
at them.
That's what, yeah, like this year, my growth this year, last year I really focused.
From all that growth hormone you've been taking.
Last year I really focused on facial expressions.
Well, you've got the goofiest face, so that shouldn't be hard for you.
This year I'm really focusing on having an attitude, not just having, you know, not a necessarily a bad attitude or a good attitude.
You're not a B.A. Baracus up there, a Mr. T.
Just having a, you know, like don't just say stuff on stage, you know, put some feel into it.
You got to put some emotion
into it. And I
think
that's really helping me out a lot. So that's,
pretend
that's
you're like your Brian Adams singing Summer of 69 up there.
Right, right.
Put some real feeling
everything
about
I
it.
Do,
that's not Summer of 69.
For you. But it's B.A.
B.A.A.F. You know?
No, but then Saturday I had a really important show, and I got a good grade, and so that's awesome. I'm very excited about that. And then Monday it wasn't an important show, but it was another really good show, so I'm really excited. So right now, three good shows in a row.
It's really funny, though, because the people behind me, well, the people beside me were very old. There was a buffer seat thing, thank goodness, you know. I like the buffer seat at all times.
Uh-huh.
I went with my sister, and next to her with a couple.
My sister.
And next to her was a couple of cool kids, and they were laughing the whole time.
Okay.
Which was great. Yeah. Next to me with the buffer seat was a couple of olds, and they sat there stone-faced the whole time.
Oh.
I didn't
like anybody, huh?
Well, the man there, he clapped one time about something to do with credit scores or something. That really spoke to him.
Who was on stage?
I think Brent was.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that. It was something weird like that. Like, it really... clapped his hands and pumped his fist forward. And
let me just check out all these comedians. TJ Wary, and that's Whary. Brent Terhune, that's Brent with an N.
Who writes for the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes, and it's Terhune. I was with him on Saturday night, too, and he absolutely killed
Saturday. And the immortal Dave Landau, who we've talked about several times.
Of course, yeah. Landau.
And it was pretty cool because there was a really nice pamphlet that came with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And everyone's bios were there.
Yeah.
You know, I read yours. I'm like, oh, that's Tommy.
Yeah, and there's a picture. Oh, there's I showed my kids. They think I'm famous now.
Yeah. And I read Brent's.
Yeah.
And he was like, writes for the Bob and Tom Show and has...
Mine says writes for miserable retail.
No, it doesn't. But you know what Brent did?
What?
He plugged his podcast. Dude. You know what you didn't do? Plug your podcast. Now all those people are going to listen to his podcast and not yours. And you killed that night. So thank you very much.
What'd you say?
What?
Did you say I killed that
night? You killed a man that night, yes. You killed a hobo in cold blood in the alleyway because you felt so... You were like Patrick Bateman in American Psycho.
I thought you're only supposed to kill like singers from 90s bands or something.
Well, that's a weird thing to say to me because, you know, I like the 90s. How dare you?
You love the 90s?
Mm-hmm. Also, you were the only person there without merch. You could have had some Miserable Retail Safe stickers, but oh.
I know. Brent was telling me.
So embarrassed.
Or Saturday night, he's like, dude, you got to get some merch.
Oh, could have had Miserable Retail Safe stickers to just fucking pass out.
Yeah.
Just pass out. Yeah. Pass them out. That's all you had. Can't be bothered.
How did you even know if I had them or not? You boot scoot and boogied right out of there like you were shitting your pants.
Because I was embarrassed for you because you had no merch. You novice.
I was standing with Dave. I was sporting and...
Your best friend. Is he invited to the wedding?
He is.
Is he invited to the wedding?
He is.
Is anybody invited to the wedding? Because I haven't gotten an invitation.
No, nobody has actually been invited yet.
Yeah, so I'm still on the bubble. I appreciate that.
I'm sure he's working. I'm sure he'll be in, like, Tulsa or something.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be working, too. That's a good excuse to have. Missed connections, Tommy. And this was from Maddie F. He found this one in Northern Michigan. This is in Wexford County, which I've never heard of.
I have, but I can't tell you where it's at.
Yeah, I don't know. That. Where did the camping grandma go? I came back and you were gone, sad face. This is a long one, but it's worth it.
Yeah, there's a payoff.
Yeah. Yes, I'm still looking. I've become, is what he says, which is wrong. Mm-hmm. I've become extremely fond of wearing your panties and shorts.
Wow.
I wash them and wear them quite often.
Wow.
Not sure what's come over me, but I'll be honest. Since you've given me these, I feel amazing in them.
Wow.
He's real empowered in granny panties.
Uh-huh.
That's his superpower. I should have wrote that. Gained his powers from wearing granny panties. Go. What's his superhero name?
Granny Man.
Granny Man. I've even worn them uptown under my regular clothes, which
he's an uptown girl.
Yeah. And I'll have you know he spelled clothes like close the door.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. So he is from Northern Michigan. Your shorts do look amazing on me, LOL, but so do your panties.
Wow.
Obviously.
Where did the camping granny go?
Yeah, where'd she go? I'd so love to return these to you. Perhaps exchange them for something different. Smiley face. You were camping this past Saturday over by Baxter Bridge with your grandchildren. I was there just checking out the river as a potential place to go kayaking someday. Scouting that land out, you know?
Someday.
Someday. Someday I'll kayak there. You and your grandchildren were there camping on Saturday mid-afternoon. When I was on the riverbank, the dirt halfway, and I fell in. This sounds like a porno film. Wasn't too big of a deal other than I was soaking wet. And soon Granny was too, I'm sure. You were very kind to me, bringing me a towel. I dried off the best I could, but my pants and shirt was still wet. You offered me a pair of your shorts to wear, so I didn't get the seat of my car wet. Like, how big is Granny? Like, is this a big Granny or what? Is this Medea?
How small is this little
Medea rock? Goes camping? Yeah. You little twink getting in Granny's panties? Oh, man.
This is a good one.
Yeah. I kept saying it was okay, and you kept insisting, so I agreed graciously.
This might be an actual misconnection. She might have been into him.
It's possible. You took me into your little motorhome and had me take off my clothes.
What?
I was a bit embarrassed because I didn't know you.
What? This isn't real.
You were all about it, but all of a sudden you were like, no.
What?
But you were an extremely nice elderly lady. You were joking with me that it was like you were taking care of one of your grandkids, LOL.
Wait, and this guy fell in love with a gilf?
I fell in love with a gilf. That's a White Stripes song. You handed me a tan pair of shorts and a gray t-shirt and a pair of your panties. I told you the shorts and shirt were fine, but you insisted I wear the panties, what? Too, because it was proper.
This isn't real.
And nobody would ever know.
I'm calling bullshit.
Should I stop?
No, go ahead.
We're helping lovers. Yeah. When I put them on, it was embarrassing, but you just told me, shush, and to not fret about it.
So, sounds like a granny thing to say.
Man, the secret origin of Malcolm and his love of grandma.
Right. I mean, you fell on a river. Why did you have to get naked?
Yeah.
Not true.
How'd you fall into a river and end up naked in front of grandma?
Yeah, don't fret about it.
Don't fret about it. As I was putting them on in the shorts and t-shirt, you jokingly mentioned you wish the grandkids weren't there and that you were at home because you thought it would have been better to give me a bath before I put them on.
Oh, Jesus.
At the time, I was nervous, embarrassed, and just chuckled. I thank you and left and came back Sunday to give them back after I washed them, but you were gone. All I know is you live somewhere by Traverse City.
Uh-oh.
Wished I knew more about you. I'd love that bath now. And I can honestly say I was rather pleasurable wearing your panties and shorts. 3! Sad I couldn't find you. I did end up going back home, putting your panties back on and wearing them yesterday. They do feel ungodly amazing on. Yes, they excited me.
Grandma created a cross-dresser.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
Don't fret about it.
Don't fret. Doubt you will ever see this, but if you do, OMG, please contact me.
Give me more of those panties.
In the bath.
Thanks again for an odd experience, but in the end, a very pleasurable one. Thanks for your panties. If you want them back, let me know. I'm wearing them again today, Grandma. Hee hee.
Wow, I don't know. That's a weird one.
Yeah. Tommy, have you ever wore women's underwear?
Never.
Have you ever had the urge?
Nope.
Me neither.
Thank God. High five.
High five. Like, even if you wear women's underwear, is that like a big deal though? Seriously, it's just
only if you make it to be.
Yeah, it's just like it's clothes. It's like fabric. Right. What does that even mean?
Right.
I don't know. Apparently, grandma's got the power of the gods in her panties, but like, I don't get it. Not to say that I'm in the cross-dressing. Oh man, I let out my secret.
I could see that.
Galdern.
Wearing one of those boob curtains.
I'm wearing one of those burb curtains. Oh man. Man, I gotta pee, huh? Okay. We might have to take a quick little short little break. You're listening to Miserable Retro Slobs.
This song is about love, and it's also a cautionary tale, but it has a happy ending. What was I thinking? Friday in the break room, we were breaking. I asked her to go drinking this weekend, and she smiled at me. She's a new girl at work and she's sweet. She's got an ass that makes onions weep, and she said yes to me.
That's good.
Not answer. I'm sure it doesn't mean anything. Maybe she's just busy, but I'm made up with anxiety at the future of this relationship. So I sent her a dick pic, 'cause I'm all class like that. Saturday morning, I should be snoring, but I'm staring at my phone. No one's calling. I'm made up with regrets. I think I shouldn't have sent that last text. I said, do you like anal sex? I should have just let it rest. As I'm waiting for my phone to ring, wallowing in self-pity, and I finally get my reply. For my romantic gesture,
no. Welcome back to the Sausage. How's everybody doing? Scream at your radio right now, or your cell phone, or whatever.
Oh my god, I'm doing so good.
That's Dexter from Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics. He wrote a song. It's called Dick Pic.
Okay.
And he decided to record it the other day. He was inspired by our episode last week to finally record the song that he wrote, in which Laura was on, and we talked about dick pics. And there's a song called Dick Pic, so look at Dexter on Dexter Arnold Music on the YouTube.com.
Dexter's Dick Pic.
Yeah. He's sending that. I mean... That blue cuck is sending his dick all over the world right now. He's got all that power, all that Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics power. Mm-hmm. By the way, they're coming back this week. It's their season premiere.
Oh, they've been on hiatus?
Of course. Oh. All these pansies take breaks. By the way, one of my favorite podcasts in the world, Mixed Feelings, is back too. Oh. Hey, girls, hey.
They did a hiatus too?
They've been gone for a bit. They've been gone for a bit.
They gone.
I was thinking the other day, I think that's when I started doing Hey Girls Hey, or Hey Girl Hey is for them, wasn't it?
I think so.
Way back yonder a year or two ago.
How long is Dexter's song? It's still going.
18 minutes and 52 seconds.
Is it really?
He's got a lot to say about Dick, you know?
Is it really that long?
No, it's not that long, you naive shit.
Yeah. Gullible.
You's a gullible man.
I can be.
Gullible's Travels. So go ahead and follow me on Instagram, Miserable Retail Slave Podcast, or the Twitter at Miserable at M Retail Slave. I'm sorry. We do have a Facebook group. It's on the Facebook. You go ahead and you search Miserable Retail Slave on that Facebook, and you will find it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why more of you don't do that.
There's a lot of people in there.
There's a lot of people in this world,
too. Did I see Ruby's in there?
Ruby's has been in there for a while, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. You just now notice?
I don't go there much.
You don't go there much. Excellent. That's what the people need to hear. I don't even inhabit my own domain.
I go there. I'm a quiet bystander, though.
By the way, thanks to Lindsay Sadler.
Who's that?
For joining our Facebook group.
Oh.
I don't know who that is, but I love you. You're like my best girlfriend.
Run, Lindsay, run.
Oh. Hey, girl, hey. Misconnection, Tommy. Let's do another, shall?
Sure.
I'm glad I didn't have to finish that sentence because it would have been too much work for me, I feel like. Do I have my other beer open? I do. It's perfect. The world is great. It's all aligned. This eclipse has done great things to this nation.
Oh, boy.
Cadillac, Michigan, USA. I was there a week ago, two weeks ago.
Maybe this is you.
When was I on vacay? Probably.
This is you.
No, I didn't go to Walmart there.
Are you sure?
That's for sure. Cadillac gets a little at certain points. Lady in Cadillac Walmart. You were in Walmart in the early evening hour, not the midnight hour.
The early evening hour.
Yeah. You're no Billy Oval. You were in the grocery department getting groceries. Well, that's what one does.
Grocery department getting groceries.
In a cart.
Oh.
Very descriptive.
Yeah.
I like that. You were a curvy woman.
Paint the picture.
With dark brown hair past your shoulders. Curvy.
Mm-hmm.
Was she curvy? Or was she fat? Did she have an hourglass shape? Was she chunky? Are you just imagining all of this? Are you a misogynist? Are you allowed to say curvy? I'm not sure. What?
So we'll see.
Yeah. You were wearing jean or denim capri pants. What's the fucking difference? Isn't that the same thing? And they were, aren't capri, have you ever seen capri pants and denim though? Is that not what denim, what?
Denim are jeans, yeah. They're the same thing.
Yeah, but capri pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Capri pants is just when you show a little ankle like a hussy, right?
Right, they're, well, not
that
like
sexy,
a
sexy, hussy ankle.
But they are, yeah, they're above the ankle.
Yeah. They were snug, though, and looking good, Tommy, in this case, anyways. Your ass looked extremely nice in them, and you have very nice hips. They don't lie, apparently. I was getting groceries as well, obviously, and basically.
In the grocery section?
In the grocery section. Probably in a cart, too. And basically following you through the grocery aisles. When you were in the aisle where the fruit in the cans were.
Del Monte.
You're my Del Monte, baby. Chiquita banana honey.
My mom's applesauce.
We just wrote a John Mayer song.
Fruit in the cans were.
That's great. You bent down and grabbed some applesauce.
How did I know there was going there?
Yeah. You got to grab that applesauce.
Right.
You got to reach down and grab that applesauce, girl. Yes, I was still checking you out. When you bent down, I saw you were wearing a diaper.
Well, this took a weird turn.
Not to embarrass you, or maybe you didn't care if people seen that. Guessing she might have cared. I thought it was hot as hell seeing your diapers sticking out of the top of your capris as you bent down and your shorts lifted.
I think people are just on mixed connections making shit up now.
I think they're writing their fan fiction.
Right, yeah.
Yes, I got a little woody in my pants, but did manage to control myself.
Oh, Jesus.
You ever have a diaper fetish, Tommy?
No.
Okay. I can't tell you how many times I wanted to walk up behind you, pull your long hair to the side, and whisper in your ear, I see you're wearing your diaper. I want daddy to change you.
Oh, what a poet.
I love it, Robert Frost.
Right.
You may have been wearing them for various reasons.
Oh, no shit.
As one wears diapers in adulthood, yes. On your period. Maybe you're incontinent. Or maybe you just like wearing them. Whatever the case, I love, love, love to change your diaper for you. And I can assure you, I'd make for certain you were thoroughly cleaned everywhere.
Disgusting.
Before I put you in a fresh diaper. I don't care why you were wearing them. I can't even finish this. Oh, my God. No. I guess I have to, though, right?
Sure.
I don't care why you were wearing them. All I can say is to me, it was hot as hell. Sexy as all get out. And, oh God, it makes my cock raging hard every time I think about changing your diaper. Those diapers. I know the chances are you probably won't see this, as I'm sure not many people are on here, However, if you do, please, please don't be shy. I know we don't know each other, but I'd love to chat with you, eventually change your diaper for you, leaving you fully exhausted yet relaxed, as in certain the diaper changing I give you will leave you needing a nap. Applesauce and diapers does it to me every time. That's all I know.
Fruit in the can.
Fruit in the can aisle. It's where it's at. All you single gentlemen out there, if you're looking for love, just look in the fruit in the can aisle. You'll find all the gems you'll ever need.
Is that the name of the episode?
Fruit in the can?
Fruit in the can aisle?
Fruit in the can aisle, probably. Let's do it. I put out a call to the people earlier today for questions.
Yeah, you got a lot.
I got so many questions. I said, ask your dumbest questions. We'll give you the stupidest answers.
What was the first question?
We're going to call this a miserable mailbag because I lack originality.
Completely. It's miserable.
It's completely miserable. We're going to rapid fire through these things.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
You going to be real funny? You going to aqua bingo it up over there?
What was the first question you got?
This is from Andrea.
What? No, I was the first question. You can't edit this.
No, I'm not. You don't count. You're not a real person. Why do you have a podcast? That's what you...
Why do you even have a podcast?
Yeah. And I asked, why do I even have a co-host? You know?
I thought it was funny.
Yeah. So this is from Andrea. If a guy tells me I am pretty one night, and if a different guy tells me I'm fine, and I never ask them their opinions, what does that mean? Ooh, me. That means you're a braggart.
Yeah. Pass.
Yeah, get humble. Grow some modesty. Stop flirting with all the boys you come across. You got those flirty eyes. I think that's a problem. Andrew's got hussy eyes, and she's darting them all around the room. I'm going to talk to your husband about your ways. This is from Maddie F. from the Let Me Tell You bullshit thing. Uh-huh. What would it mean to you? This is for you, Tommy.
Oh,
what would it mean to you if I said I Finn Balor'd out the door?
Finn Balor'd. How do I know that name?
I'm not sure. You tell me.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess we'll have to ask Matty. You have to be more specific.
It means that he's probably making a reference that Tommy doesn't get whatsoever.
Yeah, but that sounds familiar.
He's a wrestler.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So what was the question again?
What would it mean to you if I said I Finn Balor'd out the door?
I'm very confused. That's all it means to me.
Exactly. Grant the Rage Boy has a Match.com profile.
Yeah?
Yeah. And
why don't you hook up with him?
I should marry Grant the Rage Boy. We both have a lot of rage, you see. And he has, because they're ripping us off completely over there on Miserable Retail
Save
Junior.
You're allowing it. You're allowing it.
I allow a lot of things because they're no good over there. So the other day, Grant messages me, and he's a fan of wrestling. And I thought the girl sent him this message, and I was really happy for him. He said, but it was actually him sending the message. He sent this girl this message that said, what would you say if I Shinsuke Nakamura'd out the door? This is a girl he sent this message to. That was it. And I'm like, okay. Did she say she was a fan of wrestling in her profile? He's like, no, not at all. I'm like, oh.
She's not getting that.
No.
I don't even get it.
No. Well, if Tommy doesn't get it, then how will the rest of the world? He's the everyman.
And
of
I don't wear granny panties or diapers, so.
He doesn't even like applesauce. Or do you?
Fruit in the can.
This is from Manager John.
Oh, I like a couple. John.
I do too. How does eating a pretty snowflake in winter come out as an emoji at the other end? Why is that Hillary's fault?
What?
How does eating a pretty snowflake in winter come out as an emoji at the other end? Why is that Hillary's fault?
I don't understand the question.
Do you? God, Tommy. Well, he's Canadian. He speaks another language, first of all. You just got to interpret it.
What's this all about?
Well, it's a very political question, in my opinion.
That's probably why I don't get it.
Yeah. My Canuck man friend is asking a very topical
thing. If you eat a snowflake.
Yeah. Well, the truth is that Hillary, her name is actually short for hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Her name is Hilarious Clinton, you see. So she's responsible for the best emoji there ever was, and that's the poo emoji with the little eyes.
Oh, that's her?
Yep. She did it.
Okay.
You know? So okay. Why is it her fault? Why is she Hilarious Clinton? She was born that way.
Hmm.
Like Lady Gaga.
Can't help it.
She can't help that. His second question, how do you get to Sesame Street?
Oh.
Really, I need to send some JWs to knock on Oscar's garbage can lid and tell him about God's love.
Hmm.
You know? How do you get to Sesame Street, Tommy?
I have no idea.
You're very bad at these.
Can you tell me how?
I'm not sure. I don't know how the rest of the song goes.
All I remember is, can you tell me how?
Well, Manager John, I think you need to take a walk outside the door around your world and look outside the neighborhood, because Sesame Street is the world outside our windows.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Oh, I like that. The world outside our windows.
Yeah. Oscar the Grouch is really that man, that drunk hobo stuffing a garbage can with Crohn's disease that people poop on. And, you know, that's a metaphor for life, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
And I mean, in if you're thinking about it in factual terms, if Jehovah's Witness knocked on Oscar the Grouch's garbage can, he'd be very cranky. He'd be like, if there's a God, why does he make me wallow in such filth? You know? And then at night, he leaps out at Big Bird and cuts out his kidneys to sell on the black market.
All right. Next That's what's question. Happens.
Tommy, I'm just, you know, you're not into reality, I am. So, this is from Kim. How can I get people to understand they cannot get tomorrow's newspaper today, no matter how late they come in?
Tomorrow's newspaper today.
Yeah.
Hmm,
this is a retail question.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can't get tomorrow's newspaper today because tomorrow the news hasn't happened all the way yet.
Correct. You can't get oblivious people to recognize the obvious.
Hey,
you
can't get tomorrow's newspaper? That's a problem.
Yeah. My advice is to hit them with a tranquilizer dart. And when they finally wake up, it'll be tomorrow and everything will be all good.
Yeah, they'll be excited to get their newspaper.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can suggest that they go ahead and build a time machine and wake up from their dreams.
Oh, I thought you were going to suggest that they go fuck
themselves.
Because
time machines aren't real.
Oh.
And then they can go fuck themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in time machines?
No.
Do you think there will ever be time machines?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Did you hear the theory of time machines?
No.
The theory of time machines are that when they are created, you will only be able to go back in time up to the point that they were created.
Oh, that makes sense.
That does make sense.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
It is kind of a bummer because I want to see a T-Rex in action, you know?
Right. And so the time machine will start collecting data.
I want to hang out with Bob Dylan in his prime and vape my ass off.
Right.
I want to make out with Cleopatra.
But I like that because that means the time machine starts collecting the world around it when it's born, right?
Oof. That's a weird thing to think about, but I guess.
Yeah. So it's going to collect everything that happens, and then you can go back to that point in time.
I think they decided that time machines were, like, you could do a time machine today and only travel in the future, which makes sense, but...
You could travel in the future?
Well, theoretically, I guess.
Mm. I don't know if you'd want to do that.
Yeah, why would you?
I don't know.
How would you travel back in time, though? That's so weird. It's blowing my mind even thinking about it on a Tuesday night, half drunk.
Is time a real thing, or is it man-made?
Am I a real thing, or am I man-made?
Man-made, maybe.
I am a real American. James Jimsicle asks, why do people prefer to eat things they like or that taste good? This is for you, Tommy, because you're a fat man.
I think he answered his own question. It's the taste.
It's the taste.
It's the taste buds, yeah. It's how it hits your taste buds. And
we're taste buds. Remember when we had that idea to go out in the world and eat everything and post it on YouTube and call it the Taste Buds. Now you're getting married and shot that to shit.
We can still do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you why people love to eat things that they like or they think taste good.
Why?
Because the world is full of disgusting slugs. That's why. Everything that we eat and tastes good is bad for you. Go eat some kale.
Ew.
Thank you. Munch a lettuce leaf, Tommy. It'll do you some good. Mm. Get some iron in that body.
I eat lettuce every day.
You eat lettuce every day.
I do, and I have a salad waiting for me at home. I gotta go.
You don't have a salad waiting for
I
you.
I do.
Is it a taco salad?
No, it's a real salad with walnuts and feta cheese.
Walnuts? What kind of man eats walnuts? Wait, did you say fettuccine?
Feta cheese.
Feta cheese?
Yeah.
That's your rapper name, isn't it? Feta cheese.
Feta cheese.
Feta cheese. Coming at you from Foot Town. What? Representing.
You're stealing that from Fetty Wap.
I'm not. I will never say Fetty Wap in all seriousness ever in my life, Trap Queen.
Randy.
Ooh. Scott asks, why are Mormons the only people that go door to door asking if I want to hear about God's loving word? Should there be counter atheists or other believers willing to knock on my door to invade my home and make a feeble attempt at trying to persuade my views?
No, there shouldn't be any soliciting whatsoever.
Ooh. Tommy, if he was in office, would do away with all of that.
I believe so. I believe you should never step on another man's land.
Rhubarb.
Invited, number,
never,
or you have a really, really, really good reason.
Never rub another man's rhubarb, is what I learned from Batman.
I just think, especially in this day of age, if you're going
this
up
this day of age is not a real phrase
age,
that, okay.
This day and age, if you're going up to somebody's house, you better be prepared to...
eat a shotgun.
Yeah, for real.
I, however, thinks this would make a great reality TV show.
Oh, yeah. Follow them around.
Yeah. We could call it The Amazing Grace.
Oh, that's a good one.
And atheists and Mormons could race to each doorstep trying to vomit their views on these poor innocent citizens.
And then at the end, the guy reveals if he's been transformed.
Yeah. And they can, in the meantime, they can hurdle like Crowns of Thorns and Bill Maher and stuff.
Right.
It'll be great. Sounds The Amazing Grace.
Sounds good.
You sound good, buddy.
I get it because it's like The Amazing Race.
Oh, you got that play on words and pun words and stuff in your yawning face.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Andrea asks, because she loves attention, as we established before, I'm not going to tell you you're pretty, Andrea. You have a husband, and that's wrong. Can I eat tacos on any other days besides Tuesday?
Yes.
I don't think that's true.
You think you can only eat tacos on Tuesday? Oh, my God.
Well, I think you can, but I think the Taco Amnesty Coalition Organization, TACO Taco, will have words with you. They strongly view Tuesday as the best day.
No, I think it's just something that stupid Americans made up.
Why would stupid Americans make that up?
I don't know, because they're stupid.
Isn't tacos an American food?
No.
What do you mean?
It's a Mexican food.
You're racist. Ryan asks, why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
That's perverted. I think it's because 6s, you know, sometimes they have those self-esteem problems. They don't think they can get 7s.
Oh, I see where you're going.
You know, they don't think they can play above their status.
I get you. Well, they are lower ranked.
They are lower ranked. They don't think they deserve 7s. But, Ryan, you're a good guy, Ryan Nerdrage.
Oh, is Ryan, that who that is?
Ryan. You could get a 7 if you just grow a fucking personality. I'm sure of it. You know, that glistening smile and your Nerdrage views. Nick from Epic Film Guys.
Oh, yeah.
He asks, serious question time. Obviously, because all of these have been. Robots or people?
Oh.
Which do you prefer?
People.
People. Pupils?
People.
Pupas.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Poopas.
What? Poopas. Oh, no. That's what I've been all day in my panties. My
Gross.
Granny panties. I mean, does a Teddy Ruxpin count as a robot? Because, like.
Sure. I think so.
I wanted one of those sons of bitches when I was a kid.
You never had a Teddy Ruxpin? Let's talk to your mother.
Consider me neglected and abused as a child.
I had one. I loved my Teddy Ruxpin.
You still have it somewhere, don't you?
No, but I did. I also had like a talking Snoopy, which was like a Teddy Ruxpin. And you put cassettes in the back, and it told like the Charlie Brown Christmas and Charlie Brown Halloween.
How did you have the most magical childhood? It was basically a boombox, but a creepy teddy bear that talked to you. I just told you I didn't. You rubbed it in my face.
Oh, it was the
twice
best.
Now in 30 seconds.
It's
you did?
Funny you said it was creepy because when I moved into that, the second house that I ever lived in, I was downstairs and it went flying across the room.
And tried to eat your soul and suck you into its cassette tape and tell your life story?
It did go flying across the room. Creepy and that was the Teddy scariest thing that's ever happened.
Creepy Teddy Ruxpin tales. If you're under the age of 72, Google Teddy Ruxpin. You'll be amazed at technology. On Twitter, The Naked Porch, which is a great podcast, at The Naked Porch. What incantations or spells would work best for summoning Jesus?
The Bible.
The Bible.
Yeah.
You know those God spells, don't you, Tommy?
I'm trying.
You gonna rub the Bible 3 times and you get that Jesus genie?
I'm gonna try.
Excellent. I like that.
Jesus genie.
That's sacrilegious. Why would you say that? Also from The Naked Porch, I don't know if I'm too late, but if Batman's parents are died... then how was he born? Test tube Batman, obviously. You didn't buy that action figure?
What, they didn't have him before they died?
Oh, they did.
Okay.
In a test tube. He was a test tube Batman.
Was he really?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I don't read comic books.
That's why I got Aqua Bingo, you know?
Carbo Stallion.
Also from The Naked Porch, the other day I made Jesus-shaped pancakes, but I burn them. Does that mean I'm going to hell?
That's a good one. Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Did you put maple syrup and strawberries on them?
Yeah. Did you resurrect them?
Yeah.
Did you bring them back?
If you put maple syrup and strawberries on them, then I absolve you of all your sins, my son.
Oh, I hope you did.
You are saved. Nora from LAB Podcast at Plum PV23. She's also in the Facebook group. Hey, girl, hey. How many Henleys does it take to change a striped polo shirt? This is in reference to the dumb shirt I wore on my date with Laura.
How many Henleys?
Yeah, this is the reference to the shirt that Nora said I should wear instead of a dumb striped polo shirt.
Getting down to the heart of the matter?
Man.
I don't get what's a Henley.
It's a dumb shirt that Don Henley wears because he's a boy of summer. You know?
Oh, I get it.
So it takes approximately 15 Don Henleys to change a stripe polo shirt because the Atari's cover of Boys of Summer is better.
Now I'm going to have Heart of the Matter stuck in my head forever.
Trying to get down
to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter when I think it's about...
It's BYB pod on the Twitter, Blame Your Brother pod. Why ask why? Drink Bud Dry. That's our question.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I forgot about Bud Dry.
I didn't because I remember at me and Beer Wad's mutual birthday party about 10 years ago, we were at Billy's Roadhouse USA.
I do remember this. Yeah.
And you showed up and you were like, hey, guys, what do you want? And me and Beer Wad were both like, oh, we both want Bud Dry. And you're like, you said to the way, get these guys 2 Bud Drys. She looked at you and we both laughed like assholes.
I remember that.
We laughed so hard for no reason.
What an asshole. Yeah. You guys are assholes.
Because Bud Drys have been extinct like an Apatosaurus for
centuries. I was buying you guys drinks.
You were being a good boy and we fucked with you and it was the funniest thing. Like we laughed so hard for no reason.
I remember that.
And you were like, ooh. And the waitress was like, whatever.
What a wacky time.
What a great time in everybody's life, listeners. Bro Ron 1 from at Blind iPod from the Bro Ron's podcast. If 2 quarters equal 50 cents and 4 quarters equals $1, Why does some vag smell like 3-day-old rotten fish? Probably because...
You don't have enough quarters.
You don't have enough quarters, or you need to find a better place to store your quarters.
Right, right.
Get a coin purse, which is another gross anatomy
Instead
term.
Instead of
I'm
quarters,
sorry.
Try $100 bills.
Yeah, put some bills up in that biz. How about that? Everyone would like you better. Finally, this is from Dexter.
Who?
From Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics. This boy says to me, why does Tommy sound like Pat from SNL? And I didn't understand.
I'm never going to wear it. Ever.
Oh, what's going on here?
You know, he's not the first person to say that, actually.
You know, and when he said that, I looked up Pat, and you kind of look like Pat.
I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't say that.
For the listener's benefit, I looked up a clip from, well, Pat, by the way, was a character in SNL.
Played by Janine Garofalo.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And eventually spun off into a movie.
Wait, no, it might have been Julia Sweeney. Dang it, now I have to look that up.
It was Julia Sweeney, because now I'm looking at the thing. Yeah, okay. It's Julia Sweeney. Yeah.
I didn't think Garofalo
Good
sounded
Good save.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, what the... Nah. But was eventually spun off into a movie. Basically, Pat was a androgynous creature, which you didn't know if he, she, it was male or female.
Right.
Or every, transgender.
Every episode, somebody was trying to trick her into saying if she was a male or a female.
But in all fairness, I looked up a clip from It's Pat,
yeah,
the movie from 1994.
Okay.
And in the scene, a neighbor or something is walking out the door with a humongous fan. And this reminded me of you. We're going to play the clip. That sounded like a Tommy joke, and it sounded like you,
That's
complete
awesome.
With the laughter. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Dexter's right.
Tommy's Pat. He's right. I give it to him.
Okay. One last thing before we quit.
Sure.
I never wanted any more than I could fit into this. That's Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters. Ever hear
right,
that song?
Yeah, one last.
Wacky news, Tommy.
Sure.
Let's do it. Real quick, like, German police seize 5,000 Trump-shaped ecstasy pills.
What? German police, you said?
Yes. These are pills that look like Donald Trump's face.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I urge everyone to Google this immediately because I want one of these pills because the fucking face of Trump is amazing. Like, it's perfect.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. German police, this is from CNN, have seized around 5,000 ecstasy tablets shaped like the head of U.S. President Donald Trump. A haul worth tens of thousands of euros.
Du hast.
Yeah.
Du hast mich.
These German youths, they're like, let's get so Trumped.
Right.
We're going to get all Trumped up this weekend, yo.
Take one of these pills and you can stare into the eclipse.
Yeah. You immediately turn orange. And your hair looks like a thumbprint smudge on a piece of glass.
Grab them by the pussy.
Grab this. You got to grab this world up by the pussy when you're on those pills. Like every time I see that hair on TV, I'm like, why is Donald Trump's hair in witness protection? Why is it all pixelated? I don't understand. I don't get it.
It's very good hair.
You're getting high on ecstasy. Sad. Fake news. It's not my face. Alternative facts. Leave us a 5-star positive iTunes review on the iTunes.com. Please, we are on the Couch Party app, which is on the Google Play Store if you have an Android device. We're there with Couch Party, the returning Mixed Feelings podcast. Hey, girls. Hey, how you doing?
Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics.
Come talk to me sometime, girls.
Jake and Tom conquer the world.
Hey.
Nerd Rage. Penrose versus anybody.
I'm going to try to get Penrose on next week. How about
is it
that?
Anybody or everybody?
Anybody.
I got it right. All right, cool.
Do you want to have Dr. Penrose on next week?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We'll try.
That would be really awesome, actually.
Okay. Well, I'll try to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sent him a message the other day, and he was like, no,
can't
be bothered.
Well, really?
I'm the white version of him, and he ignored me, so, like...
Shoot your shot.
I got to. We're going to... I don't want to promise, but we might have the immaculate Dr. Penrose on.
Who would we forget?
I don't think anybody.
What's your Grant and Matt? Let me tell you.
What's your Grant and Matt? They're not my Grant and Matt, let me tell you.
Miserable...
Retail slave, that's us.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's right.
God damn. Also, we're on nerdopotamus.net along with Shutterbugs. Buttershucks. Hey, Canadian girls, hey. Hey, Canadian bacon, hey. They get drunk and talk about movies. Like, they get really shitty Tommy drunk, actually, and talk about movies.
No shit.
Like, slurring and crying and passing out drunk. Like, damn. Tommy used to.
They must be young.
Yeah, oh, they're young. I mean, you.
We are young.
What is that now?
That one song, and we set the world on fire.
Stop it now. Also, Hello Creeps. They talk about paranormal and conspiracies and whatnot.
Yeah.
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 Hello Creeps.
Hello Creeps. What else? Pizza and Pop. They talk about music.
Okay.
Bit Boys. They talk about video games. CBFU. They talk about
comics. How many fucking people do we have on this thing now?
Oh, it's a big worldwide sensation. Also, Alchemist. They're a YouTube show. They're two hot chicks, and they talk about comics.
They talk about what?
Comics.
What's that?
Comics.
Oh, comics.
I'm speaking English here, like a human being. You can't fucking understand when I say comics.
I'm going to sleep.
You heard me before. And I think that's about it. Go ahead and share us with a friend. Tell them, listen to these two idiots. They're useless and enjoyable, for Christ's sake.
I agree.
Yeah. We'll see you next week if Tommy's not still in a sleepy coma nap.
Bye.